Good day, everyone. My name is Andrew DeAlvis. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access. Full details of our business management courses can be found in ultimateaccess.net. Today, I would like to discuss earnings per share and rights issue. This is part two of this series, earnings per share. Now let us recap what earnings per share is. Earnings per share encapsulates the organization's performance in a single number. It indicates company's profitability. Earnings per share is considered to be the single most important variable in determining a share price. It is also a major component used to calculate the price-to-earning ratio, or we call it the PE ratio. Letter E in PE refers to earnings per share. By dividing a company's share price by its earnings per share, an investor can understand the fair market value of a stock in terms of what the market is willing to pay based on a company's current earnings. Therefore, a fluctuation or an increase or decrease in earnings per share definitely has an impact on your share valuation. Now let us look at an example where a company has had a rights issue and we need to calculate the earnings per share before and after the rights issue. Let us go through this example now. ABC PLC, which has a year end of 31st December 2007, issued 1 for 3 rights shares on 30th June 2007. It is very important that you remember these dates. Let me repeat again. ABC PLC, which has a year end of 31st December 2007, issued 1 for 3 rights shares on the 30th June 2007. The exercise price for shares was $1.5, whereas the market price of ABC PLC shares just prior to the issue of rights shares was $2. All rights were exercised on the 30th June 2007. As you can see, the company has offered its existing shareholders one share for 3 shares that they hold, and they have the right to purchase these shares at $1.5 per share, which is a discount from the market price of $2. We have more information about ABC, and that is ordinary shares as on 1st January 2006 was 3 million. Earnings attributable to ordinary shareholders in 2006, it was 6.4 million, and in 2007 it was $7.2 million. Now we need to calculate the earnings per share for 2006 and 2007 for presentation in financial statements for the year ended 31st December 2007. Now let us see how we're gonna do this. I will be going through 4 steps. Step number 1 is calculating the theoretical X rights price. That is the value of ABC PLC prior to the rights issue. I will multiply 3 million shares by $2 and arrive at 6 million. Then I will calculate the cash raised from this rights issue. I have issued 1 million shares at $1.5 per share. So, in total, the company has raised $1.5 million from this rights issue. Now, let us look at the value of ABC PLC after the rights issue. To do this, I will add the $6 million plus the $1.5 million and arrive at $7.5 million. With this, I'm going to calculate the theoretical X rights price per share. I will take the $7.5 million and divide it by 4 million shares to get a price of 1.875 per share. To calculate the theoretical X-rights price, what you have to do is to take the value of ABC PLC's shares prior to the rights issue, that is 3 million multiplied by $2, 6 million. Cash received from the rights issue, that is 1 million shares multiplied by $1.5 per share, and you will get 1.5 million. Then you will look at the value of ABC PLC after the rights issue, which is 7.5 million. You need to calculate the theoretical X rights price per share. Therefore, you will take that 7.5 million and divide it by 4 million shares, and you will get the rate of $1.875 per share. You might wonder how you got the 4 million shares, that is the 3 million shares that ABC had at the beginning of the period, and the 1 million shares they issued as rights issue. If you found this podcast useful, please do subscribe to it, as our goal here is to provide these sessions for free for everybody. Now let us go to step 2. Here we need to calculate the fair value element. To do this, we will look at the cash raised from the rights issue. It is 1.5 million, and we know what the theoretical X rights price per share is. We calculated in step 1, which is $1.875 per share. Now, in order to calculate the fair value element, what you do is take the cash raised from the rights issue, 1.5 million, and divide it by the theoretical X right price, that is 1.875, and you get the number of shares deemed to be issued at fair value, in this case 800,000. Step 3 is we need to understand the bonus element, that is the bonus shares issued. We calculated the number of shares deemed to be issued at fair value in step number 2, and that was 800,000 shares. And if you remember, the number of shares issued as rights issue was 1 million shares. Therefore, you get 200,000 shares as bonus shares. This is a very important figure to remember, because this we will use to calculate our earnings per share for 2016 and 2017. Step number 4 is to calculate the weighted average shares. Step number 4, let us calculate the weighted average shares. Shares at the start of the year 20x6 was 3 million. And to this, we need to add the bonus shares that we calculated in step number 3, which is 200, and total weighted average number of shares that we have in 20x6 is 3.2 million shares. The shares at the start of the year in 20x7 was 3 million, and to that we're going to add the bonus shares, 200,000, and we will also add shares issued at fair value. If you remember, we calculated this and we said the number of shares that we issued at fair value was 800,000 shares. But since we issued these shares mid-year, we will only take half the number of shares. So instead of 800,000 shares, we will take 400,000 shares. Now let us look at the weighted average shares as at 20x7, and that is 3.6 million shares. Now we will calculate earnings per share, and the accounting standard related to this is IAS 33. And how do we calculate the earnings per share? It is profit after tax, that is attributable to shareholders, divided by the weighted average number of ordinary shares outstanding in the period. we have calculated this for 20x6 and 20x7. Now let us look at the earnings per share for 20x6. First, we will take the earnings attributable to ordinary shares as at 20x6. It is 6.4 million. This 6.4 million, we will divide it by the weighted average shares that we calculated in step 4, and that is 3.2 million shares. Therefore, the earnings per share is $6.4 million divided by 3.2 million shares. We arrive at $2 per share. Now let us look at the earnings per share for 20x7. The attributable earnings to shareholders as of 20x7 is $7.2 million. And this we are going to divide by weighted average number of shares that we calculated. And this is 3.6 million shares. The earnings per share as of 20x7 is $7.2 million divided by 3.6 million shares. You arrive at $2. ABC PLC's earnings per share for the 2 years show that its profitability has remained constant over the period and the level of earnings have increased in line with the increase in company's resources from the rights issue. Very important point for you to remember. If the EPS calculation ignored the bonus element, the EPS for the 2 years would be 20x6, 6.4 million earnings divided by 3 million shares, 2.13 EPS per share. And in 20x7, 7.2 million earnings divided by 3.5 million shares, and you will get an EPS of 2.06 per share. Clearly, the decline in the EPS as presented does not reflect the trend in the profitability of ABC, as the calculation ignores the fact that 20% of the shares issued in the rights issue were effectively free of cost to the owners, or we call it bonus shares. It is for this reason that it is necessary to incorporate the effect of bonus element involved in rights issue in the EPS calculation. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access, and I'm your host, Andrew D'Alvis. Thank you.